Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we're joined by Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre about board priorities in 2023. Re-elected to the Warren County Board of Supervisors here in 2022, I believe serving your third term on the board. First of all, what did it mean to be back on and chosen by the voters to represent Warren County on the Board of Supervisors?
It was a really great feeling. 70% overwhelmingly wanted me back, and I am very humbled and honored to serve our citizens in Warren County.
When you look back on first joining the board from then until now, what comes to mind as far as changes, whether it's, you know, personal changes, whether it's county changes, what comes to mind?
Well, after this last meeting, I think only people have changed, but I don't think the mentality has.
Talk about the struggles, I guess, for Warren County with the projects. I know you've kind of been through a very transitional time with the shop site, with the 911 project, with the courthouse. How has that gone over the years for you?
Well, with the courthouse and jail, when you have some contractors that weren't very honest and upfront with the citizens, with the board, and then you as a board member try to point that out and get ostracized and basically told to be quiet, and then 2 years later have that same board and county attorney find out that you were completely right. Yeah, that's very frustrating. As far as the shop site, I think that is going well. The engineer has things under control. He is the project manager on there. And the 911, the project went well, but the structure of how it needs to be successful in the future, as far as where it is funded from right now, it is not sustainable for the future.
Talk about how you feel, you know, some of your moments that stick out to you as far as project successes and things that you felt like you accomplished over your first several terms and looking ahead now to another one.
Well, I'd like to say that morale in the county is better. I know there is trust in the board. I know that we have great people who work here at Warren County, particularly in our Board of Supervisors office, our HR, our budget director, and our office manager here in the board. Fantastic. I think that overall we've made some really great organizational changes and some really good hires for Warren County. And it wasn't just, you know, the board. I think there's been a real good camaraderie with a lot of the different changes that were either mandated from the state or that we initiated here through the department heads themselves. I think there are some really great things going on. So I don't want to paint a doom and gloom, but from my perspective personally, I don't know if I have made any big, huge changes. The things that I'd like to see done, they really haven't panned out. Either lack of support or it just didn't go forward at all. So I don't know if I personally have made any changes. I'd like to think that people trust the Board of Supervisors more. I know that we've brought transparency up to a level where I'm very excited about. I like going forward with our work sessions on a regular basis that really bring a great deal of transparency if the other supervisors participate in those meetings.
Well, looking ahead to this next year, I know, again, like you mentioned, one of three can't just get whatever project you want because it is part of a board, but what do you have priorities on and what projects are you looking to push for?
I would really like to see Warren County come up with some mental health initiatives. I've had one for about a year that I've been chewing on that I would really like to see implemented. But again, I haven't brought anything to the board. I just was concentrating on getting reelected and make sure that other things have been taken care of in Warren County. But that is one of my pushes. And then at our work session, I found out that the direction of the board, the other two, would like to also work on some mental health initiatives. So I don't know if it'll be a collaboration of different projects coming together, or if it's going to be that we're going to focus on one of those and then hope that we can get to others. Right now, we don't have any plans. It's just been mentioned to each other. So,
all right. Well, last question before we let you go is just a message to the residents of your constituents, the state of the county, and is there anything else you want to get out there?
Well, I am completely grateful for the rural community in Warren County for their support and their trust in me and looking out for their best interests. I do represent Carlisle. Carlisle is a beautiful, small community which has some really great things going for them. We did give them some ARPA funds so that they can build out their industrial area, and I'm really looking forward to some of the growth and the initiatives that Carlisle and their city has been focusing on over the last years. They have a great plan to expand and to bring a really great culture to their town. And then we do have some road projects that I would really like to get on the ballot for Warren County. I think there's some roads that absolutely need to be resurfaced in Warren County, and that's really something that I would like to also address. And then I guess in wrapping up, I think that there's been a lot of control issues in Warren County. And I really hope that in the next coming year, either they're going to be exposed or some of those folks can take a back seat and realize that they can work together with people instead of just trying to push their way through.
Thanks to Crystal McIntyre for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk in Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.